Systems theory is a view of the world that focuses on interconnections and processes, not just the things around us. It tells us that you can't fully understand the elements of a system in isolation, since everything is connected and everything affects everything else. Prior to starting my MA, it struck me that an awareness of systems theory might be a good thing to bring into my own digital arts practice. I felt it would offer both a framework around which to create new work, and it could be a source of creative inspiration. Hence, the aim of my MA research programme has been to work out how I might go about doing this and how I might create digital art systems. I began by trying to understand systems contained within my previous digital artworks. Since much of my work had been interactive, it seemed sensible to treat the relationship between the artwork and the users as the heart of the system. Systems theory literature told me that I should also consider the environment in which the interaction takes place. I therefore defined my notion of a digital art system as consisting of the physical artwork, the users, and their environment. To be a true system, each element must have the potential to change the other through the processes of transformation as facilitated by the artist. Importantly, at any one point in time, the state of such a system can be considered as the product of all prior interactions between these elements. Having developed my digital art systems model, I constructed a series of artworks that were created with it in mind. ICU generated a live collage of viewers' faces. It used these images to attract future viewers and thus constantly refresh the collage. Art Scanner actively engages with people via the internet and uses barcodes to allow participants to add visual materials to a growing pool of imagery. We Are Not Alone starts with a blank video screen and builds up a complex moving image based on participants' interaction. When the interactions stop, the images fade away. This work was exhibited publicly at shows in Nottingham and Leicester and was well received. All three pieces have been documented on my MA blog. By thinking of my artworks as systems, I've made an important transition from being a creator of artifacts to a creator of possibilities. I create the environment and starting conditions for the artwork, I define the processes to be used, but the artwork is then only realised and then maintained through the interaction of the users or participants. Indeed, I would go as far to say that the physical manifestation of the artwork is no longer where the art lies. This has now shifted into the processes at play. In fact, the art is in the interaction. There is a clear precedent for drawing this conclusion. As Sol LeWitt wrote about his work with aesthetic systems, the system is the work of art. The visual work of art is the proof of the system. The visual aspect can't be understood without understanding the system. It isn't what it looks like, but what it is that is of basic importance. I'm currently preparing the final digital art system of my MA research. Autopoiesis 1 makes use of city centre footage recorded earlier in my MA research and will be shown locally in May. It will naturally be fully documented on my blog and in my assessment essays. I'm already in discussion with the Arts Council and a number of commissioners about developing new work based around the principles of digital art systems.